That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Lum and Abner arrived in Hollywood with Lum's wonderful hat creation. They even saw Tom Brenneman, who informed them that the $1,000 funny hat contest had ended a couple of months ago. Tom tried to cheer them up by inviting them to his show and then offered to help them get train reservations back to Arkansas. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, when you're struggling through a hot, sticky, sultry day, that's when you'd like to see those dreams about air conditioning really come true. Well, you can't always do something about those air conditioning dreams, but you can at least give yourself extra care and get extra comfort. Yes, just try Alka-Seltzer's Hot Weather Comfort Treatment, and here it is. 1, use a little more salt than usual with your meals. 2, eat lighter, easily digested food. 3, take a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer to help relieve your distressing headache, which so often goes with hot weather. Now, Alka-Seltzer's effervescent solution is extra pleasant to taste. And because it's dissolved, Alka-Seltzer goes right to work when you drink it. This extra fast relief is extra effective because Alka-Seltzer contains a dependable analgesic to help relieve pain, plus an alkalizer to help sweeten an upset stomach. Now, with all these extra benefits, next time buy 2 60-cent packages instead of 1, because a drugstore may not be handy or open just when you want it. Then you'll be ready when hot weather comes along to follow the Alka-Seltzer Hot Weather Comfort Treatment. Remember, an extra package in the shop can help a fellow feel tip-top. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on our friends today, we find them seated in an office in Hollywood. Listen.
At Lum, I believe we better just walk right into his private office there. We can't sit out here all day. We got to get back to Pine Ridge.
Well, that's what we come over here for, to try to get some railroad tickets.
Well, let's go on in and see him. I'm so tired I can't even talk.
No, he said for us to wait right here and he'd be through in just a minute.
Yeah. I don't believe he's going to be able to get us any tickets, no way. Place to get them is at the railroad depot. You know this is the third feller that Mr. Brenneman's has sent us to see.
Yeah, I know. Never had no ideas it was this hard to get tickets nowadays. What we ought to have done was get round-trip tickets when we left Arkansas.
What we ought to have did is not left Arkansas. You and that masterpiece hat.
Well, Abner, when we started, I never knowed that Mr. Brenneman's funny hat contest was over a couple of months ago.
Fine time to find it out.
You never knowed it neither. If you're so smart, why didn't you tell me?
Well, I don't know.
Now, I'll tell you one thing. If that contest hadn't been over, though, that hat I made would have won it, I know.
Yeah.
Thing is, I'm getting tired, too. I can't much talk.
Well, we walked ourselves to death, Lum. We've been all over town. That's all we did, just walk.
Even Mr. Brenneman himself said it was the most comical-looking hat he'd ever set eyes on.
Yeah, but a lot of good that does us now. We just got to get back home, Lum. I ain't going to spend another night like last night, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that weren't so good, was it? That was the hardest one pool table I ever slept on.
Yeah. Worst part of it, we had to pay 50 cents an hour for the use of it. And that wouldn't have been so bad, but every time you turned over, you knocked me into the side pocket.
Oh, I did not.
You did, too. You hit me so hard there twice, you banked me right into the side.
That's good, huh?
Well, it's the worst one night I ever spent, I'll tell you that.
If I'd have known that, I'd have got up and moved the markers over.
Well, dog, I wish you'd have moved me over, put me on a bench or something.
Wait a minute,
I'll
the door's open.
Snooker Abner, they'll be calling me.
He must be coming.
What do you think?
Mr. Bartlett.
Oh, yeah, Bartlett.
Hey, I'm awfully sorry to keep you waiting. What was it now? Railroad tickets, that's right.
Yes, Mr. Brenneman sent us.
Yes, you told me. Kansas, wasn't it?
No, Arkansas. No.
Pine Ridge.
Well, the train don't stop right at Pine Ridge, but it stops at the county seat. That's just 21 miles away.
Well, I don't know. It's fairly difficult right now. I'm pretty sure I could get you as far as Kansas City.
Can you, sure enough?
In the latter part of September.
Well, Granny, is that sure? For September?
Lord me, we got to get there right away. My woman, Elizabeth, will wear herself half to death.
Yes, well, let's see what else we could do. Now, to tell the truth, my connections aren't awfully good right now. The man I generally work through is in New York. If he were here, it'd be a cinch. But he's having a little trouble getting transportation back here.
Yes, huh?
Yeah. But I'll tell you what I can do. I'll send you over to a friend of mine, Bill Short. You just tell him that Ed sent you.
Ed sent you, huh?
Yeah, he said you could help us out.
You bet. How many did you want? Two?
Yeah, we got to get to Arkansas.
Well, these will get you there. That'll be $70.
For both of them? Grannies, that's cheap enough. Get out the money, Ed.
Just wait here. I'll get them for you.
Grannies, that was sure easy.
Oh, he's the feller. Oh. He's the one we've been looking for.
Yes, he must have a lot of influence.
Oh, you can tell that by talking to him.
Pays to know the right people.
Yeah. Lom, would you reach in there and unpin that? I can't get it.
For goodness sakes, how many times do I have to tell you to stop pinning your money to your undershirt? They don't do that out here in Hollywood. I don't think.
Yeah, wait a minute. That blame that safety pin.
Right, here he comes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here they are. Beauties, eh?
Well, yeah, they were nice-looking automobile tires you got there. What are them for?
Why, you just bought them.
Huh?
Pre-war synthetics. Tubes will cost you extra.
You mean we have to buy them before we can get railroad tickets?
What'd you say?
Would you excuse us for a minute? I want to talk to my partner about something.
Why, sure. Go ahead.
Come over here in the corner a minute, Abner.
Yeah, sure. What is it, Mama?
If we pay $70 for them tires, we ain't going to have enough left to buy the tickets with.
Well, doggies, we don't want to lose out on them tickets, Long.
I know we don't.
Yeah, what if we just bought one tire? Reckon he'd still get us the tickets?
I don't know. We can try.
Yeah, let's see what he'll do.
Mr. Short, would it be all right if we just bought one tire?
Well, yeah, sure. Anything you want.
Good. Now, about the tickets.
Tickets?
Yeah, the railroad tickets to Arkansas.
Pine Ridge.
Oh, well, let's see now. Railroad tickets, eh? Sorry you didn't come in this morning. I got reservations for a couple of movie producers. I'm the super chief. When did you fellas want to leave?
Oh, quick as we can.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a little tough. I tell you what you might do, though. Go over and see Pete Forbes. His cousin is married to a sister of the butcher who supplies meat for the brother of one of the vice presidents of the Pacific and Missouri line. Tell him Bill sent you.
Bill sent you, eh?
Yeah.
And you want railroad tickets, huh?
Yeah, we done got our automobile tar.
Yes, I see you have.
Is it all right if I set it down now, Lon? This thing's getting heavy.
Yeah, I reckon it's all right.
Where'd you want to go?
Arkansas.
Whereabouts in Arkansas?
Just any place in Arkansas.
Well, let's see. A friend of mine has a maid who's married to a porter on that run. Now, I know if you get on the train, he can fix up with a nice berth.
Well, good.
The big trouble is getting onto the train.
Oh.
That's practically impossible. I don't think you'd be able to get out of here before October or November. Oh, wait a minute. I might be able to fix you up.
Hi, Grannies. I hope so.
Well, here's the deal. I got some reservations for a fella and his business partner, and I just heard today that they're going to have to postpone their trip. Now, I don't think they've had time yet to cancel the tickets, so if you rush right down to the ticket window, I think you can get them. In the meantime, I'll try to get a hold of this fella and tell him to be sure and not cancel him.
Well, Grannies, we sure appreciate this.
Oh, yeah.
The fella's name is Harold Listenfer. I think the tickets will be under the name of H.L. Listenfer. Can you remember the name?
Yeah, sure. Listenfer. Easy to recollect a peculiar name like that.
If you forget it, he's a well-known taxidermist. You better hurry.
Well, don't worry. We will, and we sure thank you, Mr. Forbes.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Abner. Grab that tire and let's go.
Go on, Harold. You're next at the window there.
What'd you say, Ed?
That's your name, Harold. Hurry up.
Oh, yeah. How do you do, sir?
Yes? What can I do for you?
Well, I want to pick up some railroad tickets. They was reserved in advance. They're supposed to be here.
What's the name?
Well, my name is Harold, Harold, I know my first name's Harold.
Come, come, hurry up. There's a big line behind you.
Yeah, just a second. Abner, what's my name?
It's Harold, Lippenfuss. No, that don't sound right.
Yeah, Lilyfors. Liffenwash. No.
Sissenhwist.
No, that ain't it.
All right, come on, come on. Now you're holding things up.
Well, I know this name just as well as I know my own. It just slipped my mind for a minute.
Rillenclisp. Testing Rill.
I know the reservations is here if I can just think of it. And see, what are some of the names you got tickets for there?
Now, look, I haven't got time to monkey around here. You know your name, or don't you?
Yeah, sure I know it. Everybody knows it. You must have heard of me yourself. I'm a famous taxi driver.
All right, out of line, out of line. Who's next here?
Well, now, just wait a minute. I'll get it if you just give me my time.
I said get out of line.
Yes, sir.
All right, next.
Oh, man, I never seen
that. Come on, Abner. I'm going to get to a telephone booth.
What for?
I've got to call up that Mr. Forbes and find out what my name is. Dad, blame it. I thought I told you to help me recollect it.
Well, I recollected the Harold part of it for you.
Wait a minute. Here's a booth here.
Oh.
Lucky thing Mr. Forbes give me his number. Abner, don't crowd in here with me. And leave that tar outside.
Oh, excuse me.
Let's see here.
It's a little room. Reckon who lives here.
Stranger. What kind of a phone is this, anyway? No crank on it.
Yeah, it must be some new fang or something. Wait a minute, ain't that the directions they got printed right up there?
Yeah, let's see.
They're my tippy toes. I can't see up that high.
Says, lift receiver and listen for dial tone.
Do what?
Listen for
dial. I know, because that's it. Listen for. Harold, listen for. That's
Hi,
it.
Hi, Granny, that's right.
Yeah, that's
hey, Mr. Ticket Agent, Mr. Ticket
wait
Agent.
Wait for me, Lom. I can't roll this tire and keep up with you.
Hey, Mr. Ticket Agent, I've got it.
Wait a minute now. You can't butt in at the head of the line like this.
Well, I'm in a terrible hurry, and I've recollected my name. It's Harold Listenfer. H.L. Listenfer.
Listenfer? Oh, yes, yes, I remember that name. I just had a call on it. The reservations were canceled.
Canceled?
Yes, and I just now resold the space. I'm sorry, Mr. Listenfer.
Oh, me.
Well, come on, Harold. I dog is this time you roll the tar.
Well, now if the old fellows can get three more tires and a car to go with them, they might have a chance of getting back to Pine Ridge. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. How about it, friends? Do you like to raid the refrigerator occasionally and enjoy a little snack just before going to bed? That is fun, isn't it? But what about the gastric acidity that so often results? Well, curb your appetite if you can. But if you can't, remember Alka-Seltzer. Yes, for acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. The Alka-Seltzer way is the extra effective way to relieve after-eating discomfort, because Alka-Seltzer contains a dependable analgesic to help relieve pain, plus an alkalizer to help sweeten an upset stomach. It's extra pleasant to the taste, too. Yes, these extra values found in Alka-Seltzer are just what you want. Now, with all these extra benefits, you naturally will want to buy two packages instead of one. One for home, and the other package to take with you when you go away this summer. So you'll never be without the fast relief Alka-Seltzer offers. Next time, ask your druggist for genuine Alka-Seltzer in either the 30 or 60 cent size. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Remember that extra package of Alka-Seltzer.